Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm so grateful that you come along in this study together as we learn more about the grace of God. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin this study today. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, what a joy it is to come another day to be able to study your word, to learn from the things that you have to tell us in this book of Galatians about your grace, about the way that your gospel was promoted through Peter and Paul, and the way that you want to use us as well. So, Lord, today as we study, we ask that you will teach us and guide us into all truth by the Holy Spirit, and then, Lord, by that same Holy Spirit, empower us to live according to those ways, and we'll bless you for it in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Peter Withstood to the Face, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 11. As Paul the Apostle has been sharing the importance of the gospel of grace with the Galatian church, he has mentioned his encounter with the leadership in Jerusalem who did not intimidate him at all. As Paul shared he and Barnabas' encounters with the Jewish or the Gentile nations in spreading the gospel, the leadership concluded that Paul and Barnabas were commissioned by God to share the gospel with the Gentiles. Peter was one of those in leadership in Jerusalem, and as Paul concludes his persuasion of the importance of the gospel of Jesus Christ not being compromised, he tells of a special encounter with him. He wrote in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 11, "But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed." Paul first tells of a special visit by Peter to Antioch. Antioch was the capital of Syria and was situated on the river Orontes. It was founded by Seleucus Nicanor in 300 BC and named in honor of his father Antiochus. We read in the book of Acts in chapter 11 in verses 20 and 21, "And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they had come to Antioch, spoke unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord." It was in Antioch that Paul the Apostle found his base of ministry. From Antioch, Paul would reach the Gentile world with the gospel. Peter came to Antioch to check up on the church started there. And as he was there, Paul withstood him to the face, which means he confronted, resisted, opposed, or set himself against him. There are times in our Christian walk when this needs to be done. Proverbs 27 and verse 6 says, "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of the enemy or an enemy are deceitful." It's quite possible for any of us to get off track every once in a while, and confrontation with the idea of correction in mind is a good thing for us. Even the scriptures themselves provide a correcting value, as written by Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Paul felt the need to withstand because Peter, he was to be blamed, which means he found fault with, accused, or condemned him for a wrongdoing. We are exhorted later in the book of Galatians in chapter 6 and verse 1, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." This confronting not only gave Paul the occasion to provide correction to Peter, but also showed his equality with Peter as a leader within the church. As we continue to study in this area, we must keep in mind that Paul is maintaining his defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Galatians. This encounter only strengthens Paul's position, and when we continue our study, we shall find out why Peter was to be blamed and what he did that was so in need of Paul's correction. Next time, we will see what Peter's fault was. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.